Ireland's gambling regulation bill set to receive final approval. Ireland's gambling regulation bill is expected to be signed into law by President Michael D. Higgins, following its successful journey through both houses of the Oireachtas. The bill, which was introduced to the Dáil, lower house, in December 2022, completed its passage there in May 2024. It then moved to the Senedd, upper house, on May 14, where it quickly advanced through the necessary stages. It finished its report stage on October 8 before returning to the Dáil for final approval on Wednesday. Bill to introduce daytime gambling ad ban. One key aspect of the bill is the introduction of a daytime gambling advertising ban, which is raising concerns for racing TV's future in Ireland. Earlier this month, Sky Sports Racing prepared for the anticipated changes by launching a separate feed specifically for Irish audiences, featuring a customized selection. However, Racing TV, through its parent company Racecourse Media Group, RMG, holds exclusive rights to broadcast images from all 26 Irish racetracks until 2029. The network has repeatedly claimed that the new advertising restrictions would make it economically unviable to continue operations in the country. The bill's rapid progress in recent weeks has been driven by speculation that a general election may be called in Ireland before Christmas, and the government has made passing the bill one of its last priorities before the potential election. Gambling regulatory authority to be established. Notable provisions in the bill include a gambling advertising watershed between 5:30 a.m. and 9 p.m., a ban on inducements from bookmakers, the creation of a social impact fund financed by bookmakers based on their turnover, and the establishment of the Gambling Regulatory Authority of Ireland, GRA, which is set to receive €9.1 million in the 2025 budget. James Brown, Minister of State at the Department of Justice, has expressed his satisfaction with the bill's passage. Quote, "I am truly delighted to welcome the passage of this long-awaited legislation, which is the result of many years of hard work by myself and a team of dedicated departmental officials. It provides for a new streamlined, simplified and coherent licensing framework, one that reflects the nature of gambling in modern society and addresses the proliferation of digital gambling activities and advertising in recent years." James Brown, Minister of State at the Department of Justice. He went on to say that the legislation seeks to protect people from gambling-related harm, particularly vulnerable groups and younger individuals. Brown explained that once the Gambling Regulatory Authority of Ireland is established, it will have the necessary authority to enforce compliance and ensure operators adhere to the regulations laid out in the new licensing framework.